does all kinds of shit.
I'm some motherfucking loopy.
I think the boy wants to jam.
The 200 ripes, 11 deaths.
I think that's stupid, and I think it's totally trendy.
That's not what I said.
How the fuck did you get up here anyway?
Blazing buzzer buttocks.
I'm sick and fucking tired of arguing.
Under my feet.
Hey man, you better wash that mic off.
I've always felt that we're here, you're here, let's have as few barriers between the band and the fans as possible.
Yes!
Hey, this is Edwin Outwater, conductor and musical director of SNM2, and you're listening to And Podcast for All.
Yelling at the dog.
Yeah, he is. Welcome back to On Podcast for All. I'm Shane Obershaw.
And I'm Jeff Winslow.
Season 15, Episode 1, 2024. Hi, Larry. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Shane.
Hi.
Hey, Bob.
What's up?
Hey, Jeff.
Happy.
We're all here. It's the new year.
We're here and clear and in the now.
And your friend, the boom,
is here. Do you remember when like the year 2010 sounded like it was really far away?
2001 sounded far away.
2020 was like just like, starting.
Like the future.
Jets and shit.
Soon.
I was just watching New Year's Eve, MTV New Year's Eve 1998 into 1999.
And?
On YouTube. It was interesting. Method Man was performing. Limp Bizkit was performing. 98 Degrees.
98 Degrees. They were around for
into 98.
4 hot months.
Hey, we saw them at Epcot this year.
That's not something
like a show. I thought you meant like just walking around.
Oh no,
at Epcot,
Bob. That's not something to be proud of.
Hey, you know.
You went to a 98 degree show in the year 2023.
Hell yeah!
You paid tickets to see that.
No, I went to Epcot.
Oh, so they're like playing in the corner bar where like the cotton candy stand is. What you're
dude,
saying?
We saw Hanson too.
That's not something to be proud of either.
Hanson. Yeah, this is a Metallica
it's a good
podcast.
Show.
This is a Metallica show. Hey, and you're talking about
Not all of us can go to multiple M72 shows in 1 year.
That's not what we're talking about.
Bob.
We're talking about you seeing Hanson by the cotton candy stand where the little toy giraffe balloons are blowing up.
No, it was in the America Pavilion. By the,
I don't care what it's called. Stand. You saw Hanson in 98 Degrees at La State.
And they switched the set list up too.
You
all
knowing the
shows.
Set list is also very disturbing.
Setlist.fm, motherfucker.
Hey, Larry, do you know what the Backstreet Boys played last week on Setlist.fm?
I want it that way, would be my guess. Is this trivia? Are we doing trivia already?
Yeah, it's time for trivia.
Jumping the boy
Lightning
band
round.
Fire.
Yeah.
JT slaps.
Bob, you knowing
no,
the
he
set
forces
list is
Britney to get
disturbing.
Fucking.
Wow.
Set.
Going
we
right
got
Umbop. I'm an O-Town fan, guys. I'm kidding.
Hey, man, my wife likes all that stuff. Is.
I prefer
Phoebe
to get
Mac
a little
was a
more
good show too.
Soul into my,
oh my God.
Music. You know, some Seal or something.
Kiss from a rose from above.
Did he write that song for Heidi Klum? Back
I think
in the day?
So.
I don't think Heidi and him were around at that time.
No, man.
Yeah, I think he wrote it for Val Kilmer.
Didn't Seal get
all
in trouble?
The gram.
For Val.
Didn't Seal get in trouble?
He sang at this wedding, and these people got wolves, and the wolves attacked everybody and Seal.
What?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking like never he was touching little that? Boys or something.
No,
that's,
no.
That's MJ. That's a different
That's,
a that's different
Jimmy Kimmel.
No, who am I thinking of? The black singer.
R. Kelly.
That's who I'm thinking about. Big difference, sorry.
That's a big difference.
R. Kelly, he was peeing on people.
R. Kelly to Seal.
Pissing on people.
Also, the Seal thing was referenced to the movie Popstar, because Seal sings at a wedding and wolves attack.
And he gets attacked. Popstar never stops stopping.
Yeah, great movie.
Love that
Shane's
movie.
Never seen it.
No, I'm just
Is
laughing
Hanson
at myself.
In that one?
that I didn't know the difference between Seal and R. Kelly, but Bob knows the difference between Hanson Setlist.
What was the song that Hanson sang?
They
played that when we saw. They played that early. They were going to hold it off for the third show, but they saved it. They did it for the first show.
Interesting.
For all the kids.
Again, the detail that Bob is explaining here is very disturbing.
I'm a connoisseur, man.
You had a good time.
You are. It's impressive, but it's also disturbing. Does Sandy know all this knowledge?
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, Umbop's in the second slot tonight, not trapped under ice.
Those fuckers can play, man. There's like 20 of them between all their kids that they got. Jesus Christ.
There's a lot going on
every day.
Jeff, I was in your great city for a whole 72 hours and escaped when it started snowing on Sunday.
You didn't even hit me up.
No.
Nope. Oh, so sad.
Shows you where you rank in my to-do list.
Yeah, I see.
It snowed Sunday morning. I'm like, that's it. We're out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Did Santa find you?
Santa found me. Yeah, it was a good nice. Christmas. Good Christmas for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Busy. But yeah, good. Successful.
I got the fertility idol.
The what?
From Raiders of the Lost Ark. I got the fertility idol.
Oh, nice.
Idol?
Hold on.
Oh, you have to get it.
I thought you would know, Shane. Haven't you seen that movie?
I have, but I don't know what he's... We're 6 minutes in. What Bob has told me in 6 minutes is actually the scary as shit.
I didn't know if this was a prop or if this was a weird way of Bob saying Sandy was pregnant.
Yeah,
that's cool. That is cool.
That's badass.
That is cool.
See, it's got the titties on it.
That's not why it's cool, birth. But it's cool.
Belloc tried to take it from me.
Was that your main gift this year?
It was one of them, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I got messengers.
You did, Jeff?
Yeah, I got messengers.
I got it, yeah. Yeah, I was going to buy it, but like, man, $80 is expensive.
Something tells me that was a gift from your father.
No, well, it was from my parents. It was probably my mom that got it. That's but yeah,
me and Jeff are in the club now.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I haven't like read through every detail, but wow, it's
the photography.
Oh, it's just unreal. It's unreal.
Every page, you're like, oh, damn, that's sweet.
Yeah, I don't know about definitely. That v, there's though. Way too many freaking snake bites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like, none of them have pins on them. Which
that guitar wasn't even that cool when it came out.
Which one?
The snake bite. It was like, yeah. Yeah, you know, like people were excited because it was a new Hetfield signature guitar, but myself and a lot of, you know, people that I know, it's a cool take on an Explorer, but it almost looks like it's trying too hard to be different from an Explorer. It's like just kind of stick with what works, you know what I mean?
So, you know what's funny, Jeff, is that actually is in the book, and that was intentional. James actually hated the EX shape after Gibson's suit for the EX
well, that
so
the
much.
EX is a terrible shape. What they did to it was so bad.
So basically, bad. I guess
I like, will say the snake bite is much better than that.
That because it's so it's funny because Hetfield has a comment that it looks like overly trying hard to be like an '80s, you know, slasher thrasher guitar.
Yeah.
However, the snake bite also could fall into that category. As much as I actually love that guitar, but James has like a little blurb saying like, I designed the snake bite because ESP couldn't make me explorers and I wasn't playing the EX.
Yeah. Well, and that totally makes sense. And I will say I've played multiple snake bites, both ESP and LTD. And I got to say they are extremely balanced. I will say that like they're a very well balanced guitar. They feel very comfortable when you play them. So for that, I give it 2 thumbs up. I just always thought the body was just, it's a little different, but there didn't need to be like 5, 6, 7 different snake bites in the book. I mean, there's plenty of other guitars I would have liked to see maybe a little more focus on, like, but I don't know. Like I would have liked to see, I remember
like James a green on, V, you know, fuel injection hot rod, JH1. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember James is, I think he was in like the Cigar Aficionado book or magazine one time. And there was like a picture of him in front of like a bunch of his old like 50s Les Pauls, and it's like,
oh yeah,
and I would like to see some of those OG guitars. Like, I know they're not as iconic to Metallica per se, but there's so many iconic guitars in that book. It'd be cool to see a couple of like the deep collection. You know what I mean? The ones that it's like, ooh, those are really worth like stupid amounts of money.
The 59 Les Pauls.
Yeah, the one that's basically, you know, priceless.
The ones I don't like, but understand how sweet they really are.
How valuable they are.
Yeah.
Speaking of guitars you don't like, the Tele, right?
Which one?
The one that's in the book. That's the most mind-blowing thing for me was the pickguard on that is leather, isn't it?
Yeah, eventually he had it like retooled.
So yep. I remember reading in a guitar magazine years ago, probably when Load or Reload came out, and James was talking about wanting to make a guitar. The way I understood it was he wanted to make a guitar body out of saddle leather. And I was always like, what the fuck happened to that? Whatever happened? And then I see the Tele and I'm like, oh shit, the pickguard is made out of leather. Bingo. Amazing.
So that's Bob, cool. You also got messengers for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, so we all have messengers now.
Yeah, so I said me and Jeff are in the club now, man.
Next week, we episode, finally joined. Messengers book.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bam.
A full in-depth review and review.
And maybe your top five.
Sure. Yeah.
Bam.
That'd be cool.
Do we make lists? I didn't know that was a thing we did.
What's a list? Yeah. I thought you said lisp. I thought I had to come with a lisp tonight.
It's 2024. Lists are so fucking 23.
It's true.
We're just going to do TikTok videos now?
Yeah.
Snapchat?
My brother has always been anti-social media, never been on anything, but he's on TikTok as a 52-year-old male so he can watch golf videos. And he listens to this show, so he's just going to hear that. So there you go, bro.
Well, you know,
TikTok at 52.
He could be just using YouTube instead, and they don't, you know, completely take everything, you know, all your privacy.
You mean China?
China.
My brother's not that smart, so you're probably right.
Aw, Chad.
True story. You know my bro.
I do. I like your brother a lot.
You just like him because he has a 67 Camaro.
Well, I mean, that's not the only reason, but I do like guitar. That car. Again, you know.
Those are good things.
And he's a hell of a golfer. I just.
Yes, he is. A lot better than his other brother. Oh, wait, that's me.
I'm just jealous because I wish I was that good at golf. I wish I had the time to be able to golf every day before work.
I wish that I could shoot a 68 consistently on a PGA course.
Yeah, if I shot a 68 consistently, I'd be like doing tournaments and making, you know, straight up bank.
Larry, what's Santa bringing real quick before we get into our top 10 things of 2023?
Shoes. It's pretty boring
Air stuff. Jordans.
Hey, yeah. I like shoes.
Yeah, so does Pizzle.
Yeah.
Did you get British Knights?
Right.
Did you say British Knights?
Yeah, BK.
Dude, I forgot about those. That was like fifth grade 1993.
Olajuwon, didn't he have British Knights?
BK. I think they were BK Stars.
Yeah.
Didn't the logo make a star?
Yeah.
Damn. Larry, you're all bummed you got shoes. You had to have gotten something else.
No, I mean, I'm fine with shoes. All my stuff is like utilitarian. I don't get anything fun because Ashley and I have like a merit system. So all the fun stuff is going to be stuff I now have permission to go out and buy myself.
Permission. Like
flying V. Well, not permission, forgiveness, but she definitely has one in the chamber. So like if I go and buy a fucking guitar, she's going to buy an expensive purse and vice versa. So
she's like, you're getting a custom-built 59 Les Paul, so now I can go buy a 10-carat ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we'll do the thing where we're like, okay, let's pull our collective gift money and just buy a trip to hopefully somewhere the boys are playing. So
there was nothing under the tree for you. You're just going to be like, I'm designing my own custom JH1 green hot rod flame, and if I get in trouble, I'll just give it to Shane.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Fair enough.
I mean, my biggest gift is the book being framed, but like that is still not done.
So that's right. Where's the frame job at? Count.
He's delayed, so.
That's no excuse. Oh, man. You should have went to the top of the pile.
Something up or, you know.
Attaboy, like, Bob.
Yeah.
What's that?
I got the cliff figure.
You texted me? Oh, I just saw it now.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Look, we're getting the DL before everyone else is. Well, I mean, people are listening to it now. So,
Bob, is that your set?
Yeah.
So you have Cliff on the McFarlane stage rocking out with Jason.
Sure, why not?
Are they the same size?
Yeah.
So are,
I think Cliff might be like a hair, maybe same a hair scale, taller, I should have said. But same scale.
I hate how Lars has that splash symbol in his kit.
Oh, Papa dude, that's the most realistic thing I saw.
The 97 splash.
Yeah, yeah, dude, in 89.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
I like that you have baby Cliff behind Cliff, too.
That's right. I've got Papa 7. One over there, too, though. He's on the other side by Kirk.
This is this is the artwork for the episode. Fuck what Larry's working on.
That's what I was working on.
I like that. Nice work.
Thanks.
New year, yeah, new episode, same old shit.
Same old shot. Season I mean 15. Shit.
Welcome to winter, by the way. Our seasons go with the, you know, the calendar, so it's winter where Jeff lives and Larry, but Shane and Bob got smart and moved to where it's not really different.
Yeah, I had Under Armour on the other night.
It's been chilly lately.
It's been cold as fuck. A really mild winter here in Minnesota. Yeah. I can't complain.
Same. It was like 55, 60 here over Christmas.
Jeff, we came up there last weekend and it didn't even feel like December.
Yeah, no, I know. It feels like
got off the airplane. I'm like, I don't even need this sweatshirt. It feels like September.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like Christmas. Kind of a buzzkill.
Yeah, the fact that in Minneapolis it was on Christmas Day, it was 55 and raining.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
lucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy for, I mean, anybody that knows Minneapolis knows that does not happen often.
Speaking of Larry's new year and new episode, same old shit. Top 5 albums of 23. We're doing the best of 23, correct?
Yeah, we're doing kind of a recap of 2023, obviously from a movie or music standpoint. Well, I was looking at Bob when I said it, and so instantly I thought movies, and I thought to myself, well, if we did, you know, a movies episode, that's an episode in itself right there.
Yeah.
I'll break the Mueller 24-hour record if we let Bob do that. No offense, Bob. You could fill a podcast, if you know what I'm saying, with movies.
Yeah, I did do my top 25 movies of 2023.
Top 25? Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was hard to whittle them down.
In the whole year.
Yeah.
Did you do it for like your podcast or anything, or is it something where maybe we could get the top three? Are you not trying to share that yet?
No. I put it on Facebook. It was on my letterbox.
Bob, selfishly, before we started the episode, that's one of the reasons why I brought up Oppenheimer, because I peeped it and I did a little bit of like cross checking to see what I saw from your list.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I'm also, I spend more time on Twitter than I do on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, dude, because it's, X is the platform, dude. But see, I'm on it.
Shaking his head.
I hate all social. I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, all, well, that's the thing. My Instagram account got hacked a year ago and I still haven't made a new one yet. So
you said you're going to.
Yeah, but I've been so salty about it, I just still haven't made a new one.
Do you know how many times a day I see stuff on Instagram, whether it's Cars, Metallica, things you and I have in common? I'm like, I want to take Jeff. And I'm like, that motherfucker.
I'll get a new one eventually. It's just...
When? 2029?
Well, I might need to get one here coming up, so...
For what?
I might have, you know, a project in the works that I need to have social media for. That's what I was getting to.
You got a new band in the works? Let me know.
Well, it's nothing is in stone yet, so it's all, you know.
Just have Bill run it.
Discussions. Bill, if Bill wants to run it, he can. I mean, he did well. I just don't know if he wants to. Hey, Bill, you just went from running a page that had over 500,000 people. You want to run a page that's got half a person following us?
It'll just be Larry and Bob.
Yeah.
That's right.
Shane, you follow Jeff's band? No, I know how to get a hold of him.
Yeah, I can call him if I want. I know where he lives. I got his address.
Ay, ay, ay. I lost my page here. My phone went dead. And here we go again.
It's because we were talking about movies.
Here it is.
Talking interjected.
Top five albums of 23, your favorite single of 23, your favorite Metallica video from 23. It could be a live video. Your favorite song from 72 years and your favorite live concert you saw in 23. There's a lot of 23s in there in 172.
There's a lot of...
Ba-doom-tsh.
Anyways, before we get to that, Bob was about to tell me his top three. I need to hear this.
Oh, yeah.
This is about Metallica, not cinema.
Oh, well, I need to hear
this. But it ends in an A.
Bob knows more about Hanson in 98 Degrees and NSYNC than he does about 72
seasons. What if Metallica's on the soundtrack of some of these movies?
That's right.
Metallica hasn't been on a soundtrack since 2000.
Metallica adjacent.
When are we going to do the when are we going to do the Kirk Hammett
Zombieland 2
Orbital episode?
Oh yeah, Zombieland.
What was that? What was that band that was on Lars's record label?
Oh,
Lars's record label?
Spine Shank? No, not Spine Shank. What was it?
Echo Brain.
DDT?
No. Damn it, that's
DMT?
A good...
Joe Rogan's band? Oh.
Systematic?
Systematic.
There you go. Where did I pull that out of?
I don't know.
Systematic. Yeah, yeah, that label
good
did
for
well.
You, Shane.
What was the name of the label?
Was it
though?
The record label? The record label or something? The music label?
The band was Systematic, wasn't
music
it?
Music company? The music company.
There you go. Nicely done.
Hey.
Systematic. That sure went places.
Yeah.
And then they went to Elektra after he shut it down, which is ironic.
I totally forgot. We
and
haven't talked.
Elektra dropped him.
We haven't talked about Lars's dad.
R.I.P. to Torben, man.
Yes.
95, what a run.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now he gets to live eternity like a king.
I feel like if you make it to 85, that's a pretty good run. But 95? Like, yeah. 90 to 95 is, like, legendary.
If I don't make it to at least 102, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't think you are. Too many cigarettes.
I don't smoke
cigarettes.
They
said the new age is going to be, like, 150 soon.
You did smoke cigarettes, so I think you're about, like, a 91-er.
Yeah, but with medical technology, by the time I'm 60, they're going to say, hey, guess what? You're 60, now you can live to 133. Yeah.
There's an app for your body. Download
there's
this.
There's an app for yeah. that.
And plug it into you.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to live till I'm 247.
Okay.
Brother.
Mark that down.
As Ricky would say, make my words.
It's just a floating brain in a jar.
Yeah, like Futurama. The head's in the
they
jar.
They save Jeff's brain.
Actually, oh, I think Ricky Gervais makes a joke about it that we're going to live in an age that ultimately we can't regrow our brain cells and we'll just all be Alzheimer's patients in The Walking Dead, basically.
Yeah, nice.
So, Bob, your top three movies, speaking of hobbies?
All right. Yeah.
I was going to tell a Torben story, but now you want to talk about movies, so whatever.
Oh, we're all over the place. No. You were supposed to get through Christmas,
we're done.
Some movies.
We're done.
I bet you Torben saw at least one of these movies.
Probably.
Bet you.
All right.
Bet you. Do you want to talk about Torben?
No. Cinema's the future. Torben's the past.
Number three.
Are we going to make a top five Torben moments as a list?
Well, we're all going to have delete that as number one.
Oh,
I
no.
mean.
Oh, shit.
The best
Bob's
part.
Bob's turned into the new Larry.
I love, can you tell I love interrupting now? Sorry.
Have you ever noticed? This is the 247th time that I watch SCOM. When they're up there in those hills overlooking San Francisco and Phil and Torben and Lars are talking and Torben's doing all that stretching, have you ever noticed how sweaty Torben is? He's wearing like one of those
fucking hiked.
He's wearing one of those like gray army t-shirts and he's absolutely just soaked and his pants are sweaty too.
Dude, that might be piss.
Well, no one else up there is sweat. No one else is sweating, but when you, it's a very quick picture of him, and it's like, oh my god, dude, that dude is drenched. But he's still stretching.
Body hair, if his body hair is anything like that beard, you figure it just collects water. It's just nipple mops, ass bush.
Jesus,
ass bush.
Fucking.
It's my new band name.
Yeah, his dong probably looks like Osama bin Laden. Like it's
wow,
yeah, just collects sweat.
Wow. Hiding in a hole.
Smells like Osama bin Laden, too.
Right, a lot of muffalata, even though he was dangerous.
Jesus Christ.
Bob's top three movies and goal.
All right, number three has a Metallica-adjacent soundtrack.
Oh, does it?
Because over the end credits, a song called Where Eagles Dare is playing by the Misfits.
Never
that would be
it.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. That movie Eli made Roth. I mean, I know that it's like a parody movie, essentially.
No. Dude, the original trailer was a parody.
I guess this
is a straightforward movie, and it was a lot of fucking fun.
I like Eli Roth.
Really good time.
I love him in Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, he's awesome. Number two was When Evil Lurks, which is
are all your movies horror movies? The top
no, three? No, just these happen to be
no,
but When Evil Lurks,
no,
When Evil Lurks was amazing. 75%. There was shit in that movie that I've never seen before, and like, I mean, moments that were like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? And,
well, that's saying something too, because you've seen some shit.
Yeah. And number one. Number one, Godzilla Minus One. It's fucking incredible.
Duh. Well, it wasn't fucking Oppenheimer, incredible. Huh?
Nope. It
wasn't the Barbie movie?
Barbie's on there.
Barbie made your top 25? I like the concept behind it. I will say that. I did like the concept behind it, but...
I like that Demeter made it too, Bob. I gotta give you a golf clap.
Demeter is fucking great, man.
Yeah, that's gotten a lot of slack, and I think that's a way better movie.
Are you telling me, Bob, you have not seen Ferrari?
I haven't seen it yet. No, I haven't been out to the theater yet.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's on my list, though.
I need to see it, too.
It's not, there's not much racing in it. It's not what I thought it was. It's like the history of like Mr. Ferrari.
I have heard, though, that the car noises that are in it, people are saying are some of the greatest car noises in movie cinema history.
Jeff, you will have multiple orgasms when it gets to the racetrack, yes.
Yeah, I heard that it's just like unreal what it sounds like.
And it's those old cars from the late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, dude, they sounded so good.
I thought it was a movie about something completely else. It wasn't, and I still
kind of like the Ford versus Ferrari movie where it's a lot more like racing based.
More of a biopic.
I still gave I gave it an 8. And there was barely any racing in it.
And that's
what do you give Goonies?
Say again?
What do you give Goonies?
What did I give Goonies?
Yeah, is it a 10?
Oh, Ferrari's an 8. Where...
Goonies is a 10.
Okay.
And
it's good Goonies, date. Christmas Vacation.
No. Christmas Vacation's a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, your Goonies is better than Christmas? Nah, I put Christmas over Goonies. No,
and Original Vacation is 10.5 out of 10. Highest rated movie of all time.
And these are the four movies that Shane has seen.
No, I just saw Ferrari as my fifth.
And Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Hey, I was going to say, he's seen a bunch of John Hughes movies.
Return from Witch Mountain, 8.5.
True story.
Ghostbusters?
9.3.
Ghostbusters 2?
7.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
I almost think the sequel's better than the first one.
Nope.
It's funnier.
It is funnier.
Top Gun, 7. Hot Shots Part Due, 8.
You just like Top Gun because of the volleyball scene. Admit it.
Now it's turned into a movie.
Yeah,
podcast.
I play volleyball in short jeans. Don't you?
With my,
I don't wear jeans when I play volleyball.
Maybe like a 6.5.
We should have Shane movie night, and I'll just give you my ratings.
Bob, are you gonna watch the new Roadhouse when it comes out?
No.
Road Rules.
Jake Gyllenhaal, man, he plays a UFC fighter.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. I was thinking of the sequel that came out to direct the DVD.
This episode
is Conor McGregor in it too, Jeff?
Conor McGregor is in it, and he's like not. Apparently, he's like the co-star to Gyllenhaal, so like he has like a legit.
He's Sam Elliott.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm guessing. Yeah, but Sam Elliott's like American, and Conor's Irish, and
he's gonna do an American accent.
Jeff, second.
I don't know what.
Oh, sorry. Second week of May, Miami, Florida F1 race. Come on down.
Dude,
I'm going.
Did you see that video I tagged you in earlier? That's fucking nuts. That's how much is it going to cost me to get into that fucking $1,000 a minute?
300 GA?
Oh, that's 30
bucks.
Bad.
50 bucks.
That's actually not that bad. That's better
than
that.
Save that 300 and go see Metallica.
Yeah, but F1 race or Metallica or both.
In Miami.
Yeah.
And you can stay at my place. We'll drive to and from each day.
Oh my God. When is it?
Second week of May.
Oh my gosh. I need to go see that.
Yep. Just throwing it out there.
Miami.
I'm so pumped. So pumped.
Yeah.
Going to
that, it's literally like a bucket list item.
Either Miami or Bahrain. Choose your track.
I've already been to Bahrain.
Ah, been there. Overrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're 28 minutes in. This is going to go to post in 5 minutes because it's the night of January 2nd, Tuesday night. No editing. Raw dog. Top list.
Garage days.
Oh. Top list of 23. Who's going first?
Larry wants to go
first. How about Larry goes first?
I kind of do, yeah, because I've been going last, and I'm going to get interrupted a billion times.
So yeah.
Well, now that Bob got interrupted, he's about to fucking...
Larry's the past. Bob's the future.
I'm not going to interrupt Larry. I don't do that shit.
Can I actually interrupt myself and say that since we were talking about trips, should I go to NAMM, boys?
Do it.
Yeah, and say you're the thinking custom about it. Trust network, rod maker and have your own booth.
Yeah. I got an invite to go. I don't know if I could swing it with the new work schedule, but...
Who invited you?
A buddy. He's going to link up with some people from ESP out there. Well, two buddies are going. And so, yeah, I was hoping I would get to network a little bit within ESP and maybe meet some... I know Dino Maradian usually go. Well, he went last year, and it would be cool to meet him and...
Oh, God, yeah, dude.
Talk about some of the... I know we're doing the Messenger thing next week, but, you know, would truly be cool.
You're going. Just tell me you know Jeff Winslow.
Yeah, I mean, they all know who I am
legit
around there.
LTD player.
It's going to be a long weekend, like red eye out, red eye back. Legit fine.
Call in sick, player. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, legit.
When is that?
January 28th, and I think the tickets for the weekend aren't that expensive. All things.
I would go, man, but I got the boat show that weekend. I'm booked.
The boat. Sorry. If you live in Minnesota, the boat show is legit. Anybody else that listens to this is probably laughing, but the boat show in Minnesota is
it's
best.
Legit. It really
is. Like the RB show in Chicago.
Oh, Bob. It's, yeah, but it fills the convention center.
And sure. I see. I grew up with boats, so RVing isn't really my thing, and camping. But I love boats and jet skis and all that stuff. So it's like. It's overwhelming how much they're able to pack in there. It makes the auto show look like just going to the dealership.
Wow. That's so well said.
I mean, it's true. Yes. That boat show is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have celebrities there too or no?
No, but they bring in like $1 million freaking houseboats that you can like go walk in, and it's, you know, and they've got everything. I mean, it's
hose, boats and hose.
Boats and Hoes, dude. I got a Boats and Hoes freaking t-shirt.
Oh yeah.
I thought you were wearing it. I thought you were going to show
that
it.
Shows
say no. Nachos, Lemonheads,
I'm
my
wearing,
dad's boat.
I'm wearing my Christmas sweater.
I saw that.
It's Santa Claus dressed as a fighter, and it says Muay Thai on it.
Nice.
So.
It's perfect.
It's the kickboxer sequel we need.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Lair.
All right, Schindler's
Hey,
list.
Larry, first. Oh,
Schindler's List. Let's hear your top five boat show moments.
Hose, Lemonheads, my dad's boat, my dick can float,
motorboating.
Yeah. So top five, I'm gonna do top five albums of 23 first, right? So
just going down your list, sir.
Honorable mention is gonna be Nothing But Thieves, Dead Club City, because I just wanted to throw something a little random into the mix,
something different.
Yeah, a little less expected than probably the rest of my list. But at five is going to be Sleep Token, Take Me Back to Eden.
Yes, dude. That record is so freaking good.
Yeah, they're a band that just continually seems to get better and better with each album. And more experimental in a way.
To me, they're like, they sound like what I think people expected Ghost to sound like.
Completely. Yeah.
Based off of their look, you know what I mean? Where it's like, it's not all screaming, but like, it's heavy, it's low tuned, it's very dark, and you know, just, but yeah, they're a band that impressed me when they came on the scene a few years ago. I didn't know really what to think, but I knew there was something different with them. So yeah, that new album is, it's good.
Yeah, I'm with you. I forget what their very first like big song was. Alkaline or something like that.
Yeah,
I think it was the first track I heard, and I was like, what is this? And I feel like for a band that is primarily heavy, there's a lot of genre mixing.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Coming in at number four is going to be a little bit of nepotism, but Pepper at Mackay. Pepper dropped a new album.
You're just saying that because you made artwork for them.
I didn't make artwork for this, but I am Yassad's my boy, so
I got. He's a little bit biased. That's all right, and yeah. I like Pepper. I do like Pepper. So,
Iration's better.
What they do. Well, and ironically, Iration is featured on this album too, Shane. So I'm a double suck up. Okay. So,
yeah, that's fair.
You redeemed.
Sort of, but it number three is going to be Iration Day Tripping. So.
Oh wow! I did listen to that album. I liked it. It's a really good album.
Thanks, Jeff. That was cool because they actually gave me a pre-listen to the album while we were working on merch. While they were still in the studio tinkering and stuff, they set up just like a private SoundCloud for me with 10-second snippets of each song and asked me to just like whiteboard ideas. So I sent them 2 pages of write-ups that were lyrical content and images and stuff like that. And it was really the first time that I'd got to actually work on album artwork.
Yeah.
Or album related artwork. So, yeah, definitely bias there.
That's all right, though.
And speaking of bias, 2 and 1 are going to be pretty, not biased, but obvious and classic Larry maneuvers. Number 2 is going to be our friends in Ghosts with Impera.
Because
that record is just fucking bulletproof.
I wonder what number 1 is.
Yep. Number 1 is going to be actually number 72.
Number 72.
I have to call timeout. Timeout. I have a correction to make.
Oh, okay.
Larry, that
you're
going to
flip Impera?
No, your Ghost album did not come out in 2023. Sorry.
Yeah,
it didn't. I thought I Googled it.
They had an EP came out.
I was going to say that, but I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. I also, Bob.
I just fact-checked Pittsburgh, PA.
Shit, it was the tour.
You got the cover. You got the cover EP though.
It was, yeah,
I was going to say they put out EP. I was going to say they put out an EP this year.
Bruh.
The EP in the Spillways cut with Def Leppard. So fine, I'll drop Ghosts off and Nothing But Thieves moves up. So Thieves, Token, Pepper, Iration, 72 Seasons.
Done.
That's a good list, though.
A solid list. I like the variety.
It's a strong list.
I do too.
That's what we call dynamic, something that 72 Seasons never had.
But is it? It's super predictable.
You shut your whore mouth.
No dynamic at all.
It's got Shadows Follow.
Yeah, great track.
It is a great track.
God, what a good segwiter. Favorite single from 23 is going to be Lux Aeterna.
What? Wow.
Yep. Only because the
man, how are you gonna go pick the song that's on your favorite album? I mean, I feel like you should have used that slot for something different.
Do you want to know something funny?
I thought that was sort of the intent of it, but
Bob knows where I'm going with this. Lux Aeterna, yeah. Lux Aeterna also came out in 2022.
Son of a bitch.
Didn't that come out in November?
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah, it did. When the record was announced.
Larry, you're bad with timing.
I am. My ears are all bleeding together.
I'll give it to you. It officially came out on a record in 23 is what you meant to say.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and I'm glad you guys shut me up because my whole rationale was going to be about when the single dropped, which, yeah, it would require a time machine. So fucking moving on.
Oh, right on.
This one's definitely from 23. Favorite Metallica video is going to be Until It Sleeps from Germany.
Attaboy.
That's a good one.
That was like from the summertime.
That was almost in there. Mm-hmm. I went through and like I watched the music videos. Well, I skimmed through some of them. I watched only the ones that I really wanted to watch. And I was like,
what?
You didn't
watch Sabotru all the way through? What kind of fan are you, Jeff?
No, I meant like the music videos from the album.
Oh, and, gotcha.
Because that's
There's no light.
It could have been album. It could have been live. And it's, I feel like in the end, especially considering they played some decently quote unquote deep tracks, it was hard not to go with a live video.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And that's a good pick. I almost picked that one.
It came down to that or the live debut of Shadows Follow. And I just felt like there was too much nepotism to 72 Seasons in my list already. So. And I think about the one song that it kills me that I didn't hear live. And if you would have asked me if it was Shadows Follow, I probably would have said no. But Until It Sleeps is that new unicorn that I'm chasing.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Favorite song from 72 is going to be You Must Burn.
Attaboy. at the funeral. I love Shadows Hollow, but
the more I listen to Burn, the more it burns. It's
fucking sick.
And it aligns with my inhaling habits.
Do you burn when you listen to Burn?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
There you go.
I say, you must burn, and then I smoke at Ashley very aggressively.
I love you.
Yeah. Just kidding! 15 feet up! And then just show my wife some love. And then the best live show is going to be Detroit Night One. Those first four songs were perfection.
Leper. What was the other one?
Never.
Oh, that's Harvey. Right. That's right.
Creep, Harvey, Leper, Never, I think was the order.
That sounds right. That's solid.
Yeah. It's a 1-2-3-4 punch. Beautiful.
And then it's into 72 or something like that. So it was, I mean, it was good. Solid.
Yes, sir.
There it is. Hat tip.
That's a good 2022. I mean, 23 that you had.
22/23.
It was the whole year. We're celebrating the whole year in
the whole years.
That was good.
It was a good list. It was
variety.
You know, they're dynamic. You could get away with that because there were people that didn't listen to any of the singles until the album actually came out.
GTFO, Bob. Okay,
I'm not saying me.
He was wrong. Okay, no, let's just say what it is. I'm just Larry saying. Didn't do his homework. You know, well, he did.
Guys, my list is over. Let's move on. Let's stop interrupting and let's move on.
His homework just didn't work.
I think Jeff's up next.
Oh, man. All right. Top five albums of 2023.
We have 20 minutes remaining.
All right. I'm going to take.
I'm on parole. I'm
19 minutes of that, and then you and Bob will each get 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, Bob already wasted 10 minutes of our time talking about Hanson and 98 Degrees.
Oh, my God.
And BB Mac.
Yeah. And British Knight tennis shoes.
Right.
That's right.
All right. At number five, this isn't that big of a surprise, Mammoth 2. Love the album. Great record. Solid, straightforward, you know, start to finish. You know, I had some catchy songs, had some good riffs. Not necessarily enough to make it my number one, but definitely up there. At number four, of course, in the top five, you know, I couldn't put it at number one, but it definitely was up there, 72 Seasons.
All right, Jeff.
One of my favorite records. Yeah. Definitely one of my most listened records of 2023, that's for sure.
Nice.
Listened to it a lot. And I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, other than Shane, you know, shitting on the record and not liking it, it's a great record. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't shit on it.
I know. I like the record. I was kidding.
You crop dust on it.
I do blaze around it from time to time, yes. But it still gets a hell of a lot of play.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple songs that I don't want to say I don't like. I like all of the songs. I do. But there's a couple songs that I like a little bit less. But overall, on the grand scale of things, I like every single song on the record. There's something in every single song that I like. And I mean, we waited this long for it. And I would say overall, other than the lack of dynamics, which I do agree with Shane on that part, it's what we were looking for, I feel like, from a Metallica record at this point.
Right on.
In their careers.
Sure.
At number three, kind of like, you know, Metallica in a sense, you know, long break of, you know, time or long period of time in between albums, they were actually kind of on a hiatus. Stained comes back with Confession of the Fallen, and it was a great solid record from them start to finish, and had the old school sound mixed with a little bit of a modern sound, still catchy, very much them. And it's kind of interesting to hear Aaron Lewis really drop that country accent as he goes back to doing Stained. And you know, there's definitely a big difference in how he sings between the two. But
agreed.
Yeah, it was a good one. At number two, something I never thought I would ever do or say, top five favorite album of a year, Avenged Sevenfold.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, and okay,
I thought about it today. I'm like, Jeff's soul going down that avenue.
Yeah.
It was actually number one for a while. Wow.
I just threw it by my mouth.
See, and this is the thing. Again, Shane's the only one that really understands why it's kind of a big deal for me to say that because of my pure, like, almost hatred for that band.
I heard Jeff hate on Avenged Sevenfold for probably 80,000 miles coming from the back of the van.
Well, it's because I had to listen to our singer from the even further back of the van rave about them for 160,000 hours.
Right. Miles.
Jeff, I
don't well, no, hours. I don't...
Did you like that meme I sent with the Tiger King guy?
Oh, God, that was so funny with Jeff Lowe. Jeff Lowe. God, that dude's sucked a piece of work.
He's dressed like he's trying out for Avenged Sevenfold drummer.
Oh, that's so funny.
Wearing the Oakley hat.
Fucking
yeah, well, he wears the same outfit every day. You know, with Life is But a Dream, it is one of those records that you either loved it or you hated it. There wasn't much middle ground in it. And if you were someone who could get past certain things with Avenged Sevenfold, like, you know, I'm not a big fan of his voice either, M. Shadows, Larry. I'm with you. I think his voice is pretty weird. But there was something about that record that's truly special. And I don't think any current modern metal band is going to be able to create something, in my opinion, is like artful is that record. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
it's a masterpiece. At number one, this is, oh man, I can't wait. I'm going to get so much hate and just shit for this. My favorite record of 2023 is by a country guy.
What?
Hardy. Do you guys know who that is?
Yes.
No.
He was on the New Year's Eve Bash show.
Yeah, so he put out an album this year called The Mockingbird and the Crow. The Mockingbird, it's a kind of like a double album. The Mockingbird side is country. The Crow is like a rock and roll, you know, heavy side. And the way he bridges the gap between the two, it's really cool. All the songs on the country side, they're in lowercase letters. All the songs in the heavy side are in capital letters. And he has a song called The Mockingbird and the Crow.
I never knew that.
It's right in the middle of the record.
I didn't know the capital and lowercase.
Yeah, and what's cool is the song that's right in the middle where it goes from the country to the rock side. It's the title track, The Mockingbird and the Crow, and the song starts off as kind of like a country song and then kind of fades out, and then a riff kicks in, and it goes in, and it's still the same song, and then it goes into a rock song with a very similar kind of chord progression, but it goes from kind of like a major sound to a minor sound, and then it like kind of transforms into this rock record. And just, there was just something about it that I thought it was really cool. I mean, yeah, it's country music, you know, a lot of it, but this guy to me is doing something that's different from what a lot of like the modern country guys are doing, because a lot of them, they just fall into the same old stamped out product. You know what I mean? Where I feel like this guy is, he's making it his own. He's actually putting a twist on something that's really kind of been outdated for quite some time. You know what I mean?
Solid.
For my favorite single of 2023, it's Dystopia by a band called Crystal Lake. They're a Japanese metalcore band.
No, Megadeth put out Dystopia.
Great song.
Crystal Lake.
Yeah, I think that's actually where they got their name from all the years back. Yeah.
Or Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Yeah, probably not that. They're from Japan. But yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it's from the movie. But
cool.
Yeah, just a great fast-paced metalcore song with this kind of cool, you know, catchy sing-along ending part. It's really big sounding. It's heavy. I really enjoyed it. Now, for my favorite Metallica video, I did look up quite a few of them. And like I was saying earlier, I wanted to pick something that was a little bit more of a rare cut. So obviously I went with a live video, and that was Dirty Window from Montreal.
Nice.
On the 13th, I thought Montreal.
Yeah.
I like how when they played it, it just went like basically right into it. It's just like, you know what I mean? It just, they didn't really drag out that intro. And even like the people in the comments were commenting on it, and like the one that popped up that I saw right away, it said, are we ready to now admit that St. Anger songs live sound awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Which they do. I mean, you listen to that performance, it's like, dude, that's, you guys need to be playing at least one song from that record every night.
I agree.
Judge, not jury, and I'm executioner. Sludge.
I love that part.
Favorite 72 song? I'm going with Larry, You Must Burn.
Ooh.
And I put a slash Shadows Follow. It's I don't know honestly which one I like more. It depends on the day. I would say I feel like I lean towards liking You Must Burn more, but I feel like I listen to Shadows Follow more. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Like when I think about which song I like more.
What is that?
Can you see that? I made a list. It says Shadows / You Must Burn. So
yeah, look at twinning. You must burn / Shadows Follow right there.
Yeah.
I like how official Larry makes his list. It was actually printed out like a set.
Yeah, it was a fluke. Just do it modern like us.
It's usually in my notes, but it's a, yeah.
That was legit. Like set list for season 15, episode uno.
Yeah, that was good. And then my favorite concert I went to, it wasn't even because it was like my favorite band out of all the bands I saw this year, but it was Blackstone Cherry in Denver, Colorado. When Amanda and I went to Colorado for our anniversary. And the reason why it was my favorite concert is because it was a spontaneous kind of thing. Like it was just like we didn't plan to go see that concert. It just happened to be that we were there and that a band, you know, that we liked and we knew was in town, and they happened to, you know, put on a really good show. It was a lot of fun. And just for the whole kind of experience altogether, that's why that show made it to the top of my list.
Seen them before, or was that the first time?
Yeah, that was actually my third time seeing them.
Cool.
So I saw them years back, and I actually hadn't seen them since I was in high school. And I saw them twice on same tour.
So like 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years. I'm 30, bud. So I'm not...
over the hill.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not like, you know, just graduated high school yesterday, you know. maybe
for the city, maybe, put a little change in my pocket.
Maybe you think that, but you know, I don't feel that young that's anymore.
You'll always be young to me. It's always fun.
That's fine. Maybe it's because I have three kids. Why I feel like I'm 50.
Yeah, 50 going on. You know, senior year of high school.
Going on 265. Remember, I'm going to live until 265.
Who's going next? Nice list, dude. That was solid. That's more dynamic and variety. I like it.
Yeah, it was good. That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, really solid.
Just disappointed you didn't have it printed out on paper like Levine.
Like Larry, yeah, I should have.
That was high tech.
I think Bob should go.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go next.
Bob, and then Shane, you can close
you have 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Fuck. All right.
No, you're supposed to say 10 minutes. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. No, okay. Top five albums. Number five is a band called Values Here. Their LP is called Take Your Time, I'll Be Waiting. It's a straight edge punk rock hardcore. It's got ex-members of bands called Bold, Youth of Today, Gorilla Biscuits.
Oh, Biscuits.
Nice.
Yeah, and they got a chick singer named Chewy. She's from, I believe she's from South America.
Chewy.
It's all covered in tattoos.
That's not a good name for a chick.
Dude, trust me. I'll send you pictures.
She's got a bush like a Wookiee.
Oh, my God.
No.
Like that cover tattoo of that artist black too. Crow's
so
album. Car,
Chewy.
Americana.
No. All right, number four, Duran Duran, Dance Macabre.
Dude,
or Dance Macabre.
That record surprised me. Mm-hmm.
There's cover songs on it. There's reworkings of some of their old songs like Night Boat. And also Andy Taylor is back on three songs, their original guitar player.
Old boy can still sing, man, years later. Like I was, you know, I wasn't a huge Duran Duran fan, but I definitely, there's plenty of songs that I really enjoy, and when I saw that in new releases, I checked it out, and yeah, man, that
version of Night Boat they opened with them when we saw them this year,
it was good. I was impressed. I was really impressed.
Number three is by a band called Twin Temple. Record is called God Is Dead.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, it's good. It's a solid record. Number two is the Ghost Covers EP, Phantomime.
Fuck yeah.
We talked about, because that came out in 2023.
Yeah, Larry.
I'm just
that's fine.
I'm just busting chops.
Next week, Larry will learn how to count and talk about Messenger.
Do my research.
We'll do our top five for Messengers, and Larry will do it from, you know, Reclaimed Rust or something.
My computer died. I had to type my list up on a typewriter, so I wasn't able to fact check anything.
Oh, the Grinch in Messengers? No, the Grinch in Reclaimed Rust.
Reclaimed Rust, yeah.
I mean, Jim Carrey.
I won't get that wrong.
Number one should be no surprise to people who've known me for 30 years. Number one, 72 Seasons.
Yeah.
Whoa, number one.
Metallica record. and, you know, I still got excited like I did about Load when Load came out, because that was the first Metallica record I was, you know, on board for.
Nice. Real quick, not to interrupt you, Bob, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm just going to go out on a limb, and Shane, obviously you don't have to say anything. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and guess that 72 Seasons is not Shane's favorite album of 2023. I'd be surprised if it's number one.
Well, he's got Avenged up there.
I think it'll be maybe number two or number three, but I'd be surprised if it's number one, to be totally honest.
Yeah.
Continue, Bob. Same. Sorry.
All right. Favorite single from 23. I went with something that wasn't Metallica related, and that was difficult because I don't listen to a lot of stuff that's not Metallica. As we've established here with certain bands.
Do you really just listen to the top five of your favorite albums? Like,
but I mean like new music. Like, I mean, I don't listen to the radio. I listen to
like new bands that come up.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, but you know, Hanson, 98 Degrees of Set List.
What else would qualify as a single if you're not like, I'm not that involved with other bands, you know what I mean? Too. So I'm sort of in that same boat.
It does make
I had to stretch. So
you want to listen to new bands?
Not that, because I mean I do listen to new bands, but it's like, you know, like Avenged Sevenfold, their new record. I could give a fuck. You know, I didn't listen to it. I didn't.
Well, normally I would too, you know, but
it's I don't give a fuck.
Right. Well, I mean, it would be cool if it was though.
Yeah, and I think, Jeff, it's not that I don't listen to new music. I think it's just I'm more up to date on all things Metallica, whereas I might get it via iTunes Music. Hey, this album dropped. Oh shit, I like that band. I'm gonna go listen to it, but I don't know which songs are singles or
fair. I will agree with you on that. As far as following, like social media wise, we'll just say, like as far as following bands, if we're talking that, I don't follow any band.
Sure.
Like, yeah. I mean, on social media, I'll see it, but like, I don't like look up any band to see like when anything is dropping. Like, if I just happen to see it, or if like I'm scrolling through, like you said, new releases, that's, you know, but for the most part, I don't usually. So I guess I see what you're saying when, you know, it's very easy for music to kind of just fly under the radar when you're not actively searching for it.
Well, it was like, I saw a lot of people post like their, you know, one of my good friends posted like his top, like 20 records of 2023, and I'm like, I don't think I've listened to that many new albums in 2023. You
and
know?
That's so, and I was I don't want to say worried about it, but I thought about that. I'm like, I wonder if like saying doing a top five for this might be difficult. If you know, like for me, there were so many records. Like I knew that there was like a few of these that were no matter what going to be in there. Like 72, I knew was going to make it in there. I knew that Life Is But a Dream was going to make, but you know, there was so many for me personally, like so many good records that got released this year. Mm-hmm. But again, it came mostly from just like finding it in like the Apple Music, you know what I mean?
Sure. So my singles, I've got two, I can only come up with two. Twin Temple has a song called Be a Slut, which it's a great song. It's
I like the name.
It's a toe tapper. And I saw them play it live and it was fucking awesome. It was great to sing along to. And then also, the Blink-182 song One More Time. I thought that was a really, really, really good single. And it hit differently as a 40-year-old.
That record almost made it into my list just because of that. The nostalgic feeling of, especially Tom being back in the band. Disclaimer, I like them better with Matt Skiba. I thought they were better without Tom DeLonge, and I preferred their music. But as soon as you hear Tom's voice, like any person who grew up with Blink-182, you're going to hear that and you're going to feel a certain nostalgic feeling. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, just lyrically, though, that song kind of hit differently, you know, because, you know, obviously, as we get older, but I think a wise man named Rocky Balboa said that, you know, as you get older, life starts taking things away.
Yeah.
So it's like friends are starting to fall off and pass away, and it's just like, fuck, man. So it's like, why can't we get back together kind of thing? So I thought that was, you know, it hit.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Favorite Metallica video from 23? Got to go with Larry and go with Sleeps from Hamburg, just because it's Until It Sleeps. I mean, sure, James fucked up the lyrics, but well, you know, dude was at the time.
He does that sometimes.
He was just south of 60, so it's okay. You know, we'll give him a break.
You know, favorite one of the Nothing Else Matter performance where
Kurt, nah,
watches it.
Fuck that shit.
There's too many of those to pick from.
Too many.
I don't even know where to begin.
Favorite song from 72 seasons. You know,
choose wisely.
Yeah. I'm leaning towards Sleepwalk.
Oh, wow.
But I also had Enna Morata just because, again, the lyrics. And I know we've talked about this before, the lyrics. I was explaining them to Sandy, like how I interpreted them. And she was like, oh, shit, I get it. You know, and so that one kind of hits differently, too. Sleepwalker, Enna Morata, whichever. And then favorite live show. I had a few honorable mentions. Obviously, The Misfits, The Cure, Rob Zombie, Danzig. Finally seeing Volbeat again. But I went with my number one was, you guys ever go to a concert where you sort of, it's like a perfect night where you kind of envision, okay, this is going to happen and this is going to happen. And we're basically going to will this to happen. Mm. And then everything happens like it should, or like you planned on it happening. And that would be when we saw Shane's favorite band, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yes, I was going to say, I sure hope that's your number one, because seeing the pictures from that, I don't know how that couldn't be the greatest experience ever.
But I mean, on top of that whole thing, but it's like they played something like I hadn't seen them since 2010. Yeah. And obviously they're a very different band than what they were when I saw them last. And Sandy had never seen them, so it was exciting to show her. And she was really, really into it. So it was fun vibing off of that. But then they played stuff that they haven't been playing. And it was like even stuff that they didn't play the previous night. So it was like, oh, shit. Like we lost our minds. And then obviously getting on stage and having that little moment was fucking cool, you know?
Yeah, no, that record was actually
I'll be in the car if you need
possibly
me.
My honorable mention, their new record, because I really enjoyed their new record. It almost made it to number five.
Cool.
So yeah, that's a cool moment, man.
Yeah, thanks. What about you, Shane? You're batting cleanup.
Well, you just went over by 6 minutes out. And 3 fucking seconds, brah.
You're 33 seconds over, brother. List is over.
Rewind.
Good night, Pizzle. Bye, Pizzle.
Bye, Pizzle.
Do the Ferrari sounds.
By the way, Formula One Drive to Survive on Netflix, best fucking show of 22 and 23, Larry.
And now 24.
Yeah.
Apparently.
All right. What do I have to talk about here? Top five records?
Yeah.
I only listened to one record all year.
72?
No, it's called Ghost.
Seven Dust. Seven Dust News.
That one came out in 2022.
There's going to be some curveballs in here. Some of you will be surprised. Some of you will make the Pizzle noise. Number five, Godsmack, Lighting Up the Sky.
Yeah.
It's Godsmack.
It was a solid record.
All Godsmack records, let's be honest, sound the same. But as it was announced, it's their last record. I really thought a lot of work went into it. And I listen to that record probably once a week. It's usually while I'm driving.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, there were some solid, very, very solid cuts on it.
Yes. Do you blast it when you drive past Shannon's house?
I do.
Yeah. See if he'll come out?
Dude, let's do a little drum.
I think the boy wants to jam.
Exactly.
Batalas de la Tombras?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's one of the best like drum off things.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. It might be for an arena stadium show. It might be the best
live drum solo of all time.
That's up there from that DVD.
There's not many drum solos when you look at it. Just production, just making it fun. There's not many drum solos that top that one.
None of you will guess this. Number four, Liam Gallagher, Nebworth 22.
Wow.
I've always been a closet weird Oasis fan. It has nothing to do with Lars, so don't even go there.
Bullshit.
It has nothing to do with Lars. Oasis is always like a... Larry, you're on mute, but I see you screaming.
Okay. No, he's just playing his flute.
No, I called you Lars, but I was on mute. I said, okay, Lars.
It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. Check it out. It's an album you kind of get lost in. Like, you don't know the names of the songs, you don't know the tracks well, but when you put it on, it's smooth.
Isn't he trying to get Oasis back together?
He's trying.
Aren't they talking?
I don't see it happening.
Yeah, don't they like hate each other, the brothers?
Which one is Liam?
The
guitar player?
The angry one.
Okay, so he's not the potato one.
The potato.
No.
he says Noel looks like a potato.
Is it Noel the singer?
Yes. Number three.
Don't they both sing?
Well, yeah, but he wasn't the main Oasis voice, is what you're asking.
Yeah, that's like saying Richie Sambora is the singer of Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Jeff, A7X, Life is But a Dream.
Yes.
Just because it's
that different.
Fucking different, man. Next level, fuck.
It was next level.
Number two, an up-and-coming band, Metallica, 72 seasons. It's got a yellow crib on it.
Number two.
Or the cribs.
So close.
Black,
I guess. Mean, that's... I'll be honest.
Two, like Shadows Follow, number two.
Right. I'll be honest, that's actually a little bit higher. I kind of thought if I were to put money down on it, I was going to bet... That's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking it was going to be right in the middle.
Number one. Any guesses?
I'm guessing it's either the Ghost EP or Seven Dust.
Seven Dust put a record out?
Candlebox, yeah. The Long Goodbye.
Really?
Candlebox, it's great.
That was your favorite record this year? I listened to that record. It was actually a pretty good record. I
haven't talked about it on the show, but a lot to play. Usually when...
There's some good songs on there. Oh, Larry, why are you making that face?
This is weird.
I'm not. I'm just processing. I'm shocked.
He looked disgusted.
I thought his screen was frozen.
Yeah.
Weird part about that record, it's usually
when... I was about to sneeze.
When I listen to that record, usually, like, always alone in a hotel room, just, like, chilling, looking out the fucking window or playing on my iPad. It's weird. It's weird. It's one of those records.
You just, like, put on in the background kind of thing?
Totally. That's my five.
I'm kind of surprised you picked Godsmack's record over Seven Dust record. I thought Seven Dust record was superior to Godsmack's.
It was good.
Like the last Godsmack record.
I just didn't make it.
Huh. There were some really good songs on that Seven Dust record.
There's some really good songs on The Long Goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it was so, to me, it was really hard to top When Legends Rise. I would argue that that's their best record. Like that record was. Well, I was going to say it's either that or four.
Yep.
It's between those two, but it's a very, very close, in my opinion, between those two. And I just think Legends was a very hard record to follow up with. And if they were going to be done making music, I almost kind of wish that Legends would have been their last record. Because to me, that was a hell of a record.
Favorite video?
Go ahead. No, you're good. Sorry. Go ahead.
Favorite video? Shocking. Until It Sleeps, Hamburg, Germany.
Damn, all three of you guys. Hell yeah.
Because when Larry and I went to MetLife and Larry and I went to Detroit Rock City, I'm like, Sleeps has to fit somewhere in this and we're going to get it. And it never happened.
Didn't do it.
Since that never happened, I've gone back to that to watch it a few times.
Oh yeah.
I really hope that it didn't go back to Sleep and that it comes back next summer.
You mean back to Europe?
No, Chicago.
Yeah, that's where all the good songs go.
Favorite song from 72 will surprise you. And you're all going to say it.
Too Far Gone?
Shadows Follow.
You all said three different songs. I like Room of Mirrors, but it's not my favorite at the moment.
Crown of Barbed Wire.
He's going to go burn. Oh, no, he's going to go, Barbed Wire.
You're all going to be disappointed if Darkness Had a Son.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's your favorite song right now?
It's starting to really, like...
It's the Temptation hook.
Maybe that's something to do with because I'm learning it, because I'm going to play it in a few weeks, but I'm starting to get hooked on it now.
Well, I mean...
I'm going to tell Randy to start playing Shadows, and then he'll
learn. We've already had the discussion. It's not allowed.
You're like, no.
Batman riff.
My favorite single of 23, A7X, Cosmic.
Yeah, that song was so freaking.
Fuck
out
you,
there,
Bob,
too.
And fuck you, Larry.
I'm laughing at Larry.
You guys are all shaking your head. So fuck you too.
Fun Wonderwall.
What else
fuck
do I have?
You
to...
dick.
What's the other category?
And then what was your favorite concert?
Oh, live show.
Detroit.
Ghost with Larry, Pittsburgh, PA.
I had a feeling that
Lucky.
Was going to be
Oh, yeah.
I almost was going to guess it, but I didn't want to.
That wasn't life-changing, but it very much turned.
You need some mummy dust.
That's exactly it, Bob. That show, like, it's weird because I could totally. I think Larry and I walked in that show already guessing 75% of the set list because that's a band that's going to play hits and not deep, weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, yeah, they have to play the hits.
Larry,
but it's like Five Finger.
Like, goddamn yeah. it.
Larry totally hit a home run and got his fucking front row, literally front row seats. And to watch how tight that band performed and how good those two guitar players were that I didn't realize, add all the production on top of that, I was like, this is one of the best shows I've seen in probably 20 fucking years.
Yeah,
that band is fucking incredible, and until you see him live, you don't get it, because I didn't.
And Amon Amarth, and plus Amon Amarth and Dragon Slang and their theatrics.
That was okay, like, but I'm just saying.
It's just an added Amon perk, Amarth. Though. I mean, like, that was a bonus. You know?
They're just way too heavy to open up for Ghost.
Yeah.
That Ghost show impressed the shit out of me, and I know I've said it before, but there you go.
That's a hell of a list, man.
Yeah, it's admirable.
Solid.
Jeff, and honorable mentions, Wes Borland, Mutiny on the Star Barge.
Really?
And Larry, Iration, Day Tripping.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Didn't nice. Biscuit put a record out this year?
Yeah, it was terrible.
No, Biscuit's record was great.
Yeah.
Was it called Limp Biscuit Still Sucks or something?
Yeah, dude. Biscuit's record was great.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, you don't.
Jeff,
come on.
What record did you not like?
What did I not like?
Yeah, like, what don't you like?
And in fact, I'm pretty sure Biscuit's record came out like 2 years
ago. Taylor Swift.
I'm thinking about it.
Did she put a new record in? Or she
yeah,
just
I think it was 21 when Biscuit's record came
Karma
out.
Is my was boyfriend. It? Karma is a guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan, a huge fan of Tay Swift, but I mean, whatever.
I'm a fan of her bank account and marketing.
The NFL is clearly a fan of her. She's all just a ploy. They set it all up. It's not real.
I think they just said she's a billionaire now.
Person?
The same person that designs her wardrobe designs Kirk's pants.
What? Why don't we have them
that
on
makes
the show?
Sense.
I was kidding.
Oh, fuck. You had my hopes up for a minute.
Sequins and sparkles.
Didn't she have sequins on her microphone that she farts into on all the posters?
Yeah, like Kirk's wah pedal.
His shoes?
His new purple has sparkles on the pedal.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure his like actual Kirk Hammett is a purple sparkle with like a
the wah
green Hammett logo and skull guitar on it or something.
The emblem on the pedal is gold, but the pedal is mostly purple.
It's the crybaby one, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Welcome to 2024. Larry still thinks it's 2022. That's okay. We'll talk about it more next week when we dive into. Messengers.
Dudes. Ride the Lightning is going to be 40 this year.
Say again?
Ride the Lightning is going to be 40 this year.
That's weird to think about.
Right?
That is.
So they should play it in its entirety for the whole year.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Dun, 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 bah, now.
Escape Acoustic.
They'll play more of Ride the Lightning than they will of 72.
Escape every night. Even so. Jeff would buy that ticket.
Oh, of course.
Trap,
escape live.
Cthulhu every night. Done.
They got to get Avi on backing vocals. I don't think Rob could do Escape with James.
Out for my own.
No offense to Rob. He's
I didn't think Speaking we were Rob, gonna. I didn't think we were gonna dive into Messengers at all. But I'm actually really excited for next week.
Yeah, I am too. I'm gonna have to. I mean, I've already looked at it quite a bit, but I'm gonna have
heavy
to
reading.
Yeah, do some research.
Some heavy petting.
Have some shit to talk about.
Speaking of Rob, he's that Geddy Lee show is on Paramount Plus.
That's right. I need to check that out. Do I have to pay for
Are
that?
Bass players, people too, or something? I think so. I keep seeing the commercial pop up.
How do I get
watching,
that channel?
RuPaul's Amazon? Drag Race.
Paramount Plus is well, the standalone.
I think it's
app
through Amazon.
Can I get that through Amazon Prime?
Yeah, but you still have to pay for a Paramount Plus account. Oh. It's like $10. It's like $10 a month.
But you might be able to do like a free preview or something.
I don't like subscriptions. I'm trying to get away from them.
Why? Who cares? It's not...
Because I'm so lazy when it comes to canceling it. And then 4 months later, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Dude.
The MLB Network, $40.
I seriously think there's a trial. Like, do the trial, watch it.
What are you sweating $10 a month for?
It adds up when you forget to cancel shit like the NBA and MLB Networks.
Well, then
just watch it.
Just watch it then.
But then after I watch it, I have to cancel it, and I never do that.
Get rid of that sports ball shit.
I pay for UFC and for ESPN+.
Yeah,
you got, I'm saying, but if you watch it consistently, then it's not worth it.
A good example: the 40th anniversary was on Amazon, I think, or was that Paramount?
Yeah, Prime.
I signed up for it to watch those two fucking shows that I was actually at, and then 3 months later, I'm like, "Fuck, I forgot to cancel that subscription."
Well, then start watching. It.
That's all I watched.
Oh my god!
There's lots of cool movies on there. You can watch. You could. Bone up. I'm sure Goonies is on there.
Pop, I don't watch movies. I have a life.
Well, you used to, but now you don't work for FedEx anymore. So
Pop, you're supposed to laugh at that.
Now, I know. Now you're just a regular everyday guy like us.
I'm off until February 28th.
And you didn't even
You could watch a lot of movies until then.
I could probably watch more movies than what's in Bob's movie showroom.
Documentary.
Showroom.
What's it called?
It's the video store.
The video store. It's a showroom to me because it's that impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm going to bed after I post this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch Twilight Zone.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Bye, gentlemen.
Bye, Lur.
Till next time, boys.
Next week on Messengers.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Merry Christmas.
Season 15, 2024.
Bye, Shifty Shellshock.
And good night, Pizzle.
Pizzle.
And Chewy.
And goodbye, Pizzle. We'll see you soon. Bye, Pizzle.
Toodaloo.
Bye-bye. Larry does not look amused right now. Are you high?
No, I'm here. Bye,
okay, Pizzle. Good.
Well, okay. Is he? Yeah.
Okay.
Is he?
I thought we were ending the episode, so I froze.
Season 15, episode 1. See you later, and good night.
And bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
No.
Bye!
Oi.
Suspicion is your name. Right and through, sword is raw. This sword is raw.